Are you aware? What is happening right now? Maybe thinking, planning. Searching, confusion, calm, peace, body sensation, sound. Thoughts. Are you aware? How we connect with our practice, the way we connect, the amount of effort we might make can be different depending on the conditions. Sometimes at the beginning of a period of practice, it can be useful to pick up the tool of relaxation. The recognition of awareness, another gentle support for connecting with practice. Are you aware? What is obvious?
these questions are gentle supports of effort. As perhaps there's a little more connection with experience. Sometimes we can drop the question about what is happening and simply tune in to the awareness. Aware. Letting awareness do the job of connecting with experience rather than actively intending, having our intention engaged to notice the objects. Are you aware? Awareness. Can know what is happening. There may be slightly less effort would be needed to simply recognize that you're already aware, rather than checking, is there awareness? It's the recognition, already aware. With awareness already knowing what is happening. Curiosity can be a support for effort. When the mind is interested in exploring what's here, very naturally, it inclines towards noticing what's here. Sometimes we can inspire some curiosity with questions. What else is happening right now? How is this showing up . What am I missing? What am I not seeing right now? Again, using questions is not to try to find the answer. It's more almost dropping that question in to our system and seeing how the mind and body respond. Dropping the question in and noticing the ripples that happen with that question. Is there awareness? Wisdom can also be a support for effort. We remind ourselves of things we have understood or teachings that have resonated for us. That can create conditions that make it easier for the mind to connect. It's just conditions unfolding. This is nature. Every object, every experience can be met with mindfulness. This will change. Sometimes even a recognition, this is suffering. Rather than being heavy or difficult, can bring some lightness to the mind. This is dukkha. This is what the Buddha said could be understood. It is understanding dukkha that allows the mind to let it go. Or perhaps the wisdom, it's just a thought. It's just a mind state, just another experience that can be known. Sometimes we can bring these wisdom reminders in consciously, and it will support the mind connecting skillfully with experience. And sometimes these wisdom reminders appear in our minds like a little gift. Like our system is giving us just the perfect Dhamma offering in that moment, supporting us to be present. Confidence or trust can also support us to be present. Confidence that it's possible to meet what's here. Trust in the simplicity of the practice. Very little to do. Trusting that awareness knows how to receive experience. Recognizing the awareness. What is actually happening right now? What is the truth of this moment's experience? Not truth in terms of thoughts or concepts, but what is the actuality of this moment's experience? When awareness can fully open and allow this moment's experience. The mind can relax. A very natural awareness can be present. At times, with this natural awareness, it may feel like we don't have to make effort. We're being carried by a Dharma stream. It can be lovely when this happens. Very easeful. And it often doesn't last. And so when it shifts, letting go. Letting go of the likely clinging to not having to work so hard, and seeing what kind of effort is helpful right now. Aware of what curiosity, what's here? What else is happening? What's the attitude? Or even perhaps allowing relaxation.